it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
Who wants to steal pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilk.
Hey, Huggy.
And J. Anthony Brown.
He might be late again. Try it again.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up,
really late.
The motivator who motivates, the educator who educates, and the master debater who Fred Willard. In that order. And speaking of Fred Willard, our first contender gets pleasure out of jerking us around. He's the Lion King of excuses. J. Anthony Brown.
Yay!
Tom, earlier in the show, did I hear Jay excuse for being late to work was because of daylight saving time?
Exactly.
Are you sugar D-ing me? You show up for work late ocho cinco times and head butters with that bullshiggity excuse? I was late 2 minutes and I couldn't even sit in the main sanctuary. No, Tom sent my black ass to overflow, but no, not Jay. Not Jay Light Saving Time.
Jay Light Saving.
Jay could tell Tom they found marijuana, alcohol, PCP, and cocaine in his system, and Tom Biscuit Beige ass still believes it. You lie so much you could be Mitt Romney's speechwriter. Contender number two, Tom Joyner.
What?
Oh, yeah, Boss Beige for believing that bullshit that came out of Jay's mouth. Jay, you live in the best of both worlds, ain't you? You have a black boss and you date white women. Those are the two only people that believe your lies. Because, Sybil, if he had a white boss and a black woman, your ass would have been gone a long time ago.
Okay.
Ask Chad Johnson if you don't believe me. Ask him, okay? Ask his ass. Contender number three, Kevin Yoda. Now, Kevin Yoda is the Republican from Kansas who went skinny dipping in the Sea of Galilee. Mm-hmm. Him and his GOP posse was in Israel and got real. They got all drunk and started jumping in the Sea of Galilee. But Kevin Yoda wanted everybody to see the size of his boulders. So he stripped butt naked like he was Prince Harry. He is going to hell. You butterball naked in Israel and jump in the Sea of Galilee? This ain't Jamaica's hedonism resort, you son of an exhibitionist. Contender number four, Lance Armstrong. Yep, the seven-time Tour de France champion is taking off the gloves and throwing in the towel. He's through fighting doping allegations. They stripped the Barry Bonds of biking of all seven of his titles. All that damn peddling, Tom. All that damn peddling. Now he can't even sit on a stationary bike. Contender number five, Taylor Swift. Yep, the singer Kanye made richer. Taylor Swift is dating the 18-year-old grandson of Robert Kennedy Jr., Connor Kennedy. And guess what she did? She not only wedding crashed, she bought a $4.9 million house across the street from the Kennedy compound. There ain't nothing worse than a stalker with money. I mean, that's a whole nother level. That ain't the same as public transportation stalking, Jay. You gotta wait for the bus, jump in a cab. Number six is Jonathan Kirby. Y'all know who that is?
Who's Jonathan Kirby?
Jonathan Kirby is the burglar who broke into LL's house.
Oh.
And got his... Yeah, he broke into LL's house, and he got his jaw broke, his nose broke, and his ribs. And he faced 38 years under the three strikes law, which is ironic because that's how many strikes it took LL to break Kirby's jaw, nose, and ribs. Contender number seven, LL Cool J. Tom Silver J, I know LL was protecting his home when he went prosciutto on that intruder. But did I mention he was 56 years old? That shiggity don't count. That's like Mayweather fighting Morgan Freeman. Todd Akin, you are the legitimate Bama of the week.
Legitimate.
The next time you speak, don't. A woman's body have a way of shutting down practice. If it's a legitimate race, you are a legitimate idiot and the legitimate Bama of the week.
Week.
Oh, boy.